Welcome to the coffee break. Hi, everybody.
That's today, it, huh?
Today's the 17th of May. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All right, welcome. All right, I got that out of the way. See you later. Yeah, no, it's the 17th of May, 2020. I'm paying Solbu a visit today. So that's why we're both on the same camera.
I was going to say, he's doing a good job there making you a sandwich. If only you would hurry up and get it done.
Hey, come on, Solbu, pick up the pace, man. I'm starving over here. Come on, man. Dude, get the headphones off. You can't even hear me. He's listening to some kind of classical or something. Rap battles.
But I think I've lost. I think I've lost my connection.
Oh, no.
It should come back. Should come back. Yep. It's just that everybody's frozen, so I'm sure it's.
We're all moving on my screen.
Yeah, I'm sure yours is fine. I'm sure the problem's local at my end. There we go.
Solbu's the only one standing still, not really making any headway here. That is going to be, it must be a Dagwood. Yeah.
No, hi, Peter. He's got himself in a Groundhog Day loop. He's just jumping back and doing it again and again and again.
I have an observation that Peter has upgraded his webcam.
Well, fantastic. A couple of days ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Looks great. Much better. Much better.
Very nice. Very nice.
So I'm actually at the studio today.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's all I got.
Oh, okay.
This is my break. Yeah.
Did you go over and get you a coffee over across the road or no?
No, no. I brought one with me. It's on the drive-in.
Very
nice. You can't even see it.
I do now. If you put it in front of you, we can see it. Yeah, there you go. Very nice.
It must use some kind of AI to detect if it's an object or a person. Because I can put my hand here. Oh, there it goes.
It must only work by contrast or something.
It's not, and though, because
some general idea of what a human should look like. So,
but if you look,
if you stick your hand out there, you don't look like a human anymore.
But you see, I get out of the chair and the chair stays, right?
Well, not anymore. So it's not,
I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty neat technology, though. But I'll turn it off because Solbu's just taking too long making me that sandwich.
Yeah, you're not getting a sandwich out of him anytime soon, I'm here to tell you. Sorry.
Aww.
Just not happening.
So what are you guys up to this weekend? Is it a long weekend for anyone else, or is it just us here in Canada?
No, just you in Canada,
I think. Just us, eh? Maybe
over
in the ones.
Not here in the U.S.
Britain.
Oh, you guys have the U.S. holiday next weekend, though, right? So
that's true.
Marshman was saying, yeah. So that's.
I haven't seen Marshman on here for a while. What's he up to?
Where's he at?
Is he getting into trouble?
What day is it in Canada, Robbie?
It's the 17th. It's Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the holiday?
You're not talking about like right now at this very moment. The holiday is tomorrow. Monday is Victoria Day.
Ah, okay.
Is that a reference to Queen Victoria?
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. So I'm here. I have an interview in about 45 minutes. So you guys watch for that. I'll give you more details on a coming coffee break because I don't know the details yet. So, I am being interviewed.
A scoop.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the reason for the interview? Can you reveal the reason for the interview?
Well, I don't know yet, like all that he's going to ask me. So I'll tell you on the flip side, but, I'll talk to you guys about it tomorrow when I know more.
But I'm guessing it's got something to do with category 5, right?
I'm guessing so. I mean, yeah.
It's more super secret squirrel stuff. He's not letting anything go there.
I just don't know enough. Yeah. I know that I'm where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not looking to change jobs.
No. No, not that kind of interview. No, a Zoom interview. they're going
to
be talking to
me. Well, I don't know. These days, they'll probably even do job interviews over Zoom now.
Mm-hmm. That's going to happen, eh? I mean, it's already happening, but yeah, that's the new way. I was thinking about how, like, because we wanted to hire somebody here to help out, and that's, you know, who knows what's happening now, but I had to have that thought, like, well, how do we conduct an interview now? How do we interview somebody and have them audition? Because you can't be within the same room, so. Kind of
now, your first return show when you were interviewing the folks from the Orville and also Amy DD, the video quality was exceptional. It was actually very good. Okay. So was that Zoom?
That was Zoom, yeah.
All that was Zoom?
Mm-hmm. And it's hit or miss. Like, I guess it depends on the network condition at the time. Like right now, it looks really good to me. But sometimes it's really bad.
Well, that's because there's nobody VPNing into work, in the middle of the day. That's what
is that
it
the
is.
Difference? Maybe here we are on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah. So this looks a lot better than usual. So, but
I just think the network loads a lot less over the weekend.
Yep.
Than it would be for everybody who's able to be literally dialing into work.
So certainly like Zoom to have to field that many conversations would be a lot of bandwidth. Yeah. And no doubt they've got some sophisticated throttling in place that makes sure that, hey, if we're not able to keep up with the bandwidth, turn down the quality.
Yes. Yeah.
Makes sense.
So I'm thinking about setting my router, my modem, to bridging mode.
Oh yes. But whatever gave you that idea?
Well, you did. I've actually been thinking about it for a while, but my biggest concern has been is that you're way out of focus there. Why didn't you just leave it alone? You had to fiddle with it, didn't you, Robbie?
Yeah.
Had to fiddle with it. You had to mess
camera
with
guy,
it.
Guy, follow me.
Oh boy. Oh wow. Boy.
Really?
That's oh.
Come on now. Come on now.
What are you doing, Robbie? You're messing with it. You should have just left it alone, man. Because it's your zooming. That's why.
Robbie's got a new toy.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry. This was not.
You just can't help yourself.
My intention was not to interrupt you.
You just can't help you. Now you're all blurry. You are messed up. You're
hello.
So messed up.
It must be the teleprompter.
Yelling at the camera won't. Yelling at
your
the
autofocus
camera
won't is off.
No, it's worth a try.
No, the autofocus is on. It's trying to focus.
Yeah, but it's not making it.
It can't figure out what to focus on is the problem.
I'm right here, camera.
I wonder if it's focused on. Could it be on the. No, it's not even focused on the wall.
It's not focused on anything.
There must be a bug flying around in front of him or something, and it's focused on the
bug.
I'll
tell you where the bug is.
No.
It's in the mechanism itself. Sorry.
So
you carry on and just ignore my focus.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem.
It'll
it's all
suddenly
good.
Kick in.
I can't get it out of my head, Robbie. That's the problem. I can't unsee that. Can't unsee that.
Come on. I got to be ready for this interview at 1 o'clock.
You should have just left it alone, but no, you had to mess with it, didn't you?
I didn't want the big wide shot where you can see like the baseboard and everything.
Go back to the Zoom you had a while ago. Maybe that's what's causing
Zoom
the
out.
Yeah. Oh my! No. Oh, that's way too far. Oh no!
That's way gone.
No. That's it. Go back. Other way.
Back out, Robbie. Back out.
That's too late. Stop.
Right there.
That's it. Perfect. There you go.
You can see the edges of the teleprompter.
I know. I see that. Yep. But you're in perfect focus, so that's good enough.
That's what's happening, right? It's
trying. Zoom that's messing you up for sure.
I think it's trying to focus. Like maybe because there's so much sunlight coming in right now, the teleprompter itself See that? Did you see the screen? I think it's trying to focus on the glass.
That's
interesting.
Up.
I know.
We'll turn off the lights, Robbie.
Close the...
sit in the dark.
Maybe if I... Hey, Peter.
You know that broken light.
You got the video going great. The audio is not so much.
Oh, don't you stop. You know, it's my things for years. I said, boy, what's that anymore? Better be rude. Rob, question, ask you, Robbie.
I can't hear you, Peter. Can anyone make him out?
No.
He just said he wants to ask a question. That's all.
Oh, okay. And remember how I was saying that Zoom looked great today?
Yeah, not so much.
Take it back.
Go ahead with your question, Peter.
BP9 will translate for us.
Hey, Australian. You remember the problem I had with Sambo? Sambo wouldn't work on my windows. But the other day, I think I got other windows in an update, took it off again. But my server didn't work on my Windows, but it worked on my Xbox. So I went in and had a look, and the Sambo settings in Windows, the ones that you have to tick, I got unticked. Could you think of a reason why? Was it Microsoft, or was it some sort of software I went somewhere, should have gone?
I don't recall ever having to tick a box to do a Windows update, Peter, so I don't know what it is you had to tick.
I wish there was such a box so that I could untick it.
Mm.
That's what I'm trying to say. Remember, I couldn't get Samba working on my Xbox or Windows, and I had to go into Windows, into the settings, and change the ticking a few ticks into the settings for Samba, and got it to work, because Bill sent me a link to remember. And it was working all right. Suddenly one day, yesterday, decided not to work. And when I went to have a look, the boxes that I ticked got unticked. One of my friends suggested it could be Windows updated and taking the settings out, because it says ones in September, Bill sent me, if you understand anybody or not.
Okay, I did not get very much of that, but it sounds like what you're saying is that one of your programs quit working after a Windows update. And that's certainly possible.
No, I say slowly. It's about a couple things back, I asked about why I couldn't contact my Samba on my Windows box, but it worked on my Linux box. And Bill told me that you have to go into the settings in Windows, and there's SVM.
No, that's Samba. Samba version 1. You need it for your Windows machine. You need to enable it.
Yeah, but what happened, Robbie, it decided to, either the Windows update, it took it off again. And I want to know why it took it off.
Ask Microsoft why they do the things they do. They constantly break things with their updates. It's one of the reasons we all tend to lean away from Microsoft.
Indeed. Absolutely.
You think it was an update problem? You think it was just I thought it was an update problem where Windows is updated and decided to turn it all off again?
Well, there's no easy way to fix that, though, Peter, because if you roll back the update and re-enable Samba version 1, Windows will just come right back and try and update itself again. And it'll get more and more aggressive until it finally says, I'm updating this and I don't care what you say.
So you don't want to install Samba 1. You just need to enable it in the Windows settings. It's already there. You just got to turn it on. The security setting.
It took the security settings off. It decided to do one of on again.
Oh, yeah.
And I turned it back on again, and it's working ever since. But I wonder if it was an update that did it.
I don't know. I use Linux Mint myself.
Yeah.
So.
I've done that.
And the only PC or laptop that I have that run Windows is the work one, and it's locked down so tight you can't even look at the properties of the computer. So no, I don't even care to look at that. As far as I'm concerned, if it lets me do what I need to do, we're done. But otherwise, no.
I've done a bit of work out, but I think it was an update problem. I think Windows died it. They didn't like me from the run. They've been on and they turned it off again. I think that's what the problem was. But I turned it back on again, now it's working again. I can contact my Linux box. I can contact my Linux server upstairs again. But I'm trying to get to a point where I'm not Windows dependent anymore. Most of my problems with programming because that's why I'm going towards Linux and programming as well.
Now, if only we could get the rest of the world to get off of Windows, that would be a wonderful thing. Or more specifically, proprietary document formats like Word and Excel and all that.
I agree, absolutely, because they're from Arctic in my book. They're the evil empire. I mean, they take us for a ride, they do half the time on stop. I got no time for it, or Apple either, particularly as well. They're another lot.
No,
I don't really.
Yeah.
I should update too lots of people. Anyway.
Well, one of the things that kind of bugs me a bit, and actually it was Robbie, thank you, Robbie, for alerting me to that, is that the later versions of Firefox override your DNS settings.
Yeah.
And I got a problem with that too. I mean, I would rather point, you know, I absolutely agree with you that it should be the system, not the browser, that decides what DNS to use.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got a lot of flack for having such a strong stance.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah. Because a lot of folks disagree with me on that point. So this is with regards to Mozilla Firefox enforcing DNS over HTTPS DOE. They shouldn't do that.
But wait a minute. I don't have a problem with DNS over HTTPS.
No, but
I have a problem taking with Firefox. Over mine. I have a problem with Firefox saying, I don't care what the system says the DNS I should use. We think you should use this DNS. I have a problem with that.
So what if you set a DNS in your router? Does it override that too?
Yep.
Yeah, because it doesn't use the router. Maybe you're pointing your system to your router for DNS. Well, bad luck. You don't get to use that DNS anymore, even if it's in your local router.
So with a microtech, we can enforce that.
Firefox says no, you'll use a different IP address for DNS.
Unless you deliberately
direct that IP address to a local machine somewhere or the router.
You can take DNS passing through the router and enforce a transparent redirect. Okay. So that you're forcing it to point to your pie hole. But
you shouldn't have to go to that sort of trouble.
Am I right?
Yes.
So my problem with it was that, you know, I set up a safe filtered network at home to keep my kids safe, to keep things off of our network that we don't want. And so I just thought it was really uncool that Firefox.
I remember the episode you did on that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify one thing, though, Robbie. Was the backlash that you got because of DNS over HTTP or because of Firefox deciding what DNS you should use?
Yeah, they disagreed with me on that point.
Which point specifically?
Against Firefox's choice to enforce their own DNS.
But they were okay with DNS over HTTPS, though.
Of course, yeah.
Yep. Is there a reason for doing that?
DNS over HTTPS?
What is Firefox's reason for enforcing their own DNS?
Hide your DNS requests from your ISP. Privacy.
But DNS over HTTPS does the same thing.
So what happens if you use Tor?
Well, they can't trace that, presumably.
Well, now the question is, what DNS does Tor use? Tor is based on Firefox, presumably an earlier version of Firefox, and I'd be, because Firefox is open source, bet you that Tor just disables that piece of Firefox.
But also because the IPs are distributed, right? It's not that it's hidden, it's that it's obscured.
But you still have to use a DNS to locate the other nodes.
Yeah, yeah.
I always thought that Tor used a random DNS. That's why you looked like you could be in Germany when you were in the U.S.
Yeah, but which DNS you use doesn't determine that. Which node you end up pointing to or directing your traffic through is the node that it looks like you're from. So Tor will go, you know, will direct your request through like half a dozen, if it's configured that way, half a dozen different nodes.
Okay.
And if somebody tries to trace that node out of Germany, for instance, they'll probably end up in Australia somewhere. And then and then from Australia, if they try to follow that, they'll end up in Hong Kong. And if they go to Hong Kong, you know, if they trace it back as far as Hong Kong, they'll finally go back to, they'll end up over in England somewhere. And then
eventually they get back to the U.S.
Well, if they were able to trace it back that far, yes.
Yeah.
So with everybody else's traffic as well.
Do you use Robbie? Do you use Chrome? Do you? What one do you use?
What one of what?
Browser. Which browser do you use?
Brave.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is based on what?
Firefox.
Okay.
cat5.tv/brave is some information about it. But it blocks advertising, and it also has built-in cryptocurrency. It's not mining. What they do is they block regular ads on websites, the ones that websites are displaying, mm-hmm. and instead they give you ads that are paying you to use the browser. So you get paid rather than the advertiser.
Cat5.tv/what?
Brave. B-R-A-V-E. Brave. No, brave. Like, I am brave.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, B-R-A.
Or like the first half of Braveheart.
Yeah. Got it.
Mm-hmm. So I got the focus working on this thing now. This is an AX100. It's never done that before.
You have to do?
I powered it off and let it sit for 10 seconds and then powered it back on again. But the
must be running Windows.
But now it's got this stupid automatic exposure or white balance, which I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's skewing everything toward the blue spectrum.
That does look awfully blue.
Well, that website going, Robin? Slowly, please.
Cat.
He's gone.
5.tv/brave. Hi, Robert.
That's Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Victor, Echo.
Echo.
Brave.
See, it's doing it again.
Wow, that looks very dark, Robbie.
It just, I can't, I got to get this right, guys. I thought I was supposed to be on break. I don't get breaks. How foolish of me to even
Well, that's because you messed with the Zoom. You moved a mouse and it's Windows, so it has to reboot.
It's not Windows. Oh, the computer, I guess, is, yeah. No, but that has nothing to do with the camera, huh?
No, but the operating system inside the camera is Windows. That's what you don't know yet.
Okay, I'm going to increase the exposure. Hello, there we go. And now what? Can I do more?
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
I finally was able to make it.
Yeah, but we're about to get shut down because Robbie's getting ready for an interview.
We've got about 5 minutes left.
Well, not much. He's going to shut it. 11:25, he starts shutting us down because that's how it works these days.
Yeah. How you doing down there, Robert?
Doing fantastic. A little bit overworked, but... Otherwise, doing great. Thank you for asking.
Good, man.
What about you?
Well, hanging in. It's been kind of mental, though, like doing my best to stay on top of everything and get everything done that needs to be done. But yeah, it is what it is.
I guess, and of course, it's for everybody a little bit difficult.
Yeah, that's true. Now watch as the camera, see that? Look at the desaturation happening. Did you guys see that?
No, we can't. Or at least I don't see it, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that's supposed to be white. So that's white. See how the camera is now nice and happy? That looks nice. Take the white card away. The camera suddenly starts fading toward the blue spectrum.
Yikes.
Yeah, so it's not white anymore. Oh, anyway, boy. I'll figure that out on my time.
Alrighty, sir.
Got to be ready for this interview.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Tomorrow's another day, boys. Yeah.
I downloaded it, Robbie.
Nice, Peter. Oh, great. Now I'm going to have to support it. Oh, boy. Yeah. You're like, why isn't stuff coming up? Just don't launch it in Tor mode, okay, Peter? Because that's going to cause all kinds of confusion. Yeah, it has built-in Tor. So, anyway, guys, I got to get ready for this interview, but thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah, no problem. A real quick one before you go. Was there a coffee break yesterday?
I couldn't be there. So I think Solbu and Peter came by. So thanks, guys. Unfortunately, I was unavailable. So, but I try to be here every day.
No worries.
Pretty rare that I'm
not a problem. Yeah, I tried to be there too, but it didn't work out for me either. So
yeah, and sorry, here I am. Like I'm supposed to be taking a break. Well, no, I'm going from one thing to the next thing to the next thing today.
Sorry,
so.
Robbie. I'm sorry.
I think I'll get a break around dinner time, which will be nice. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, guys, take it easy. See you tomorrow.
All right. Good luck with the interview, Robbie. Take care.
Cheers. Bye, Robbie.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.